Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Peter Myers, our guest, he's back. 17-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and principal of the Meyer Group, author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, which is still one of my favorite books, also Warp Speed Growth, among his many books, and he's a very prolific writer. I encourage you to go to Meyer Group, grpmeyergroup.com, and find out more about him. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. We always get smarter when you join us. Hey, Peter, I love the way you want to talk today about putting our challenges and our problems basically into two categories to help us to deal with them. And tell us about that.
Well, the way that I look at this is that, first of all, most of us who run small businesses really enjoy solving problems. That's part of what we do. It's a source of satisfaction to be able to do so. And so then the question is, what are the right problems to solve? And I'm taking some technical terms here. And there are tame problems and there are wicked problems. Now, a problem is anything that you're trying to solve, like what's 2 plus 2? It's an equation. So there's no positive connotation. You just want a solution. Tame problems are the ones that have clear answers that don't change. So 2 plus 2 equals 4 every time.
Mm-hmm.
But a wicked problem is one that has an answer that does change, usually because you answered it. So like in pricing, when you set prices, the market changes because you just did that.
We were just talking about that in the last segment about how to know when to discount in the fourth quarter in retail. How do you know when to discount? That's a wicked problem. The tame problem in that case would be to make sure you buy the products at the right price. Don't pay too much. That would be sort of a tame problem because you do that back in April or May, but the wicked problem is to know when to mark them down. Do you go too fast and lose margin, or do you wait too long and lose even more margin?
Exactly. And when you do that, your competition, other people, and your customers will react, and then you have a different answer in a week or 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wicked problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good wicked problem.
Well, it's what makes being a business owner. It's part of it's a big part of the degree of difficulty of being a business owner.
It is, and it's also a big part of the satisfaction, because if you approach them as something where you can learn, then you solve the problem, that feels good. You learn, that feels good. Your people around you learn as well, and that feels good.
Mm-hmm.
So most of us tend to avoid wicked problems. But I'm suggesting here that approaching them as a way to improve your business and your competitiveness, that's the right way to go.
So explain that a little bit more.
Sure. If you are able to take a wicked problem and learn from it at the same time that you solve it, and help your people learn from it at the same time you solve it, you get a stronger business and you improve your growth velocity. You improve your revenue velocity by doing that. If you're improving your growth and revenue velocity while your competition is avoiding wicked problems, you're going to have competitive advantage. And then you don't need to worry about what they're doing. You just need to worry about what you're doing.
And could a wicked problem even be one where you failed and a mistake was made, you attempted it, you didn't. A wicked problem, learning from a wicked problem doesn't have to be one you solved, right? It could be one that you didn't solve first, and then you say to yourself, okay, and your team, okay, what did we learn?
Yep, could be. And then because you tried to solve it, there's a good chance you can go back and retry again. Satisfying individual customers is a wicked problem because you try, sometimes you succeed, sometimes you don't. But because you tried, your customer has a different perspective of you. Because you worked it, you have a different problem minutes later, and you can start over again. You don't need to work for the best solution. You need to work for continuing to improve solutions.
So when we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask Peter if you can have an equation. Once you solve enough wicked problems, can you actually develop a process, an equation, that might tame them down a little bit? After the break, 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, and Peter Myers, our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.